I mean, that's certainly smart in terms of broadening out, which speaks to a quote, one of your mentors, friends, somebody said, hey, do you think doing all this small stuff is making you think too small? Tell me about that.
Bill Perkins, you know him? Dive to Zero.
I know of him. I don't know him personally.
You would like him. He's also a hardo. Yeah, we're walking. So Bill reached out to me. We invest in a company together, a company called SkyFi. Really cool company. And so I met him. I was on a little panel, and I think I was given my song and dance. And afterwards, he came up to me, and he's like, lovely to meet you. I want to talk to you again later. And I'm like, okay, cool. Didn't know anything about him. So I went home and read his book and read more about him. It's like, interesting dude. So we exchanged contact information, and he invited me out to his house in Austin, which is this beautiful compound. I remember, first of all, I was late, and seems to be a trend of mine, and I was panicked. I like to be late and panic about
that's
being
good.
Late.
Yeah, it's a nice place to start.
Yeah, it's great. It's how I like to start off conversations. And so, so I'm panicked. We get there. I'm like, Bill, I'm so sorry. You know, we'll cut the meeting short. Like, I'll be in and out. And he's like, take it easy. He's like, I'm here for you. I'm here for this. And I was like, still, I know you got a busy day. And he's like, you're the day. And I'm like, why? And he's like, well, talk to me about what you're doing. So I tell him about, you know, we're buying this, we're doing this, we're building this. And he's like, it's really interesting. He's like, I think you have a generational wealth opportunity here. And I was like, me too. You know, we're trying to figure it out. And I tell him my plans, and he looks at me about halfway through and goes, can I just stop you for a second? I'm like, sure, of course. And he's like, do you think you have been investing in small business for so long, small has infected your thinking? And I was like, I don't know. What do you mean? And he sort of, he gave me the advice that I didn't know that I needed, which was, man, Cody, you're thinking like a millionaire, somebody that has that many zeros would think. And here's what it looks like to think like a billionaire. And I didn't know I needed that push, but it was another example of, I don't really know how to learn, except I get around other people who have more than I do, and I just see how they think. And then it opens up this whole aperture. It's like almost before, like these cameras over here, you know, they start out really tiny in me for money. And then the more people I can see, when I see what you guys have and what you all have built, I'm like, oh, wait, there's another level to this game. I kind of thought I was doing it. And that stuck with me and still does. He texts me all the time too. He's like, how we doing? And you know, he's just like my little stress text every once in a while.
That's cool. Lisa and I say the same thing. There's levels to this shit.
Yeah.
It was so funny. The world or the universe has a way of letting you know where you're really at. Yeah. So we bought this house, and I'm not joking. Like 3 days later, we get invited to P. Diddy's 50th birthday party.
First of all, that's cool.
Right?
Was he cool?
We didn't get to spend any time with him.
Okay.
Because we were invited by somebody that she worked with him at the time. Amazing lady. She's been on Lisa's show a couple times. And so we go, and he has a $22 million piece of art hanging in like the foyer. And I was like, okay, like I know where I'm at. Just when I thought I was the man, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
3 days later, yeah. That's incredible.
I was like, this is hilarious. So yeah, I was like, that's why you have to be so careful about what money is and what money isn't, because there is always somebody. Like when I think about the gap in wealth between me and Elon Musk, it's actually hysterical.
Hysterical.
Like it, for him, my entire net worth is a rounding error. It's like, it's just too funny. So, but it's good. It keeps you from taking this kind of stuff too seriously.
Dude, it's so good. Well, especially, I think at our, like, at a certain level after you've